Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. I trust you're going to have a fabulous Friday and a Shabbat Shalom weekend. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Amen and amen. Great to be with you today. We have about 60 minutes to get a tremendous amount of information out to you today. And so I pray that as we go through the moment, that what we share with you will be, you know, weighed and sifted and judged and taken into account. We're going to be sharing today some prophetic words from other voices that have throughout the years been crying out to the body of Christ. And, you know, the gift of prophecy is so wonderful. And because there are so many different voices and the way that God uses each individual to relay his information is beautiful. But the most important thing, as you know, is that the vessel must be sanctified to a degree where, you know, more of the Holy Spirit will be manifesting forth to speak the words of God. So having said that, let's get right now into some very important things. Number one, I want to share with you some information coming out of the, let's see if this is it. This is an article coming out from the Prophecy News website, and it's an article concerning the war drums, and this is Iran and Israel on the brink of conflict. Now, the reason I'm going to read this article is because, of course, we believe that the third wave that is going to manifest in this country and around the world is going to be the sword of war. And I thought this to be very interesting. Here's the article. Over the past several weeks, a series of mystery explosions has happened at very strategically sensitive locations inside Iran. And it has become obvious that what we are witnessing is not just a bunch of random accidents. For years, the Israeli government has pledged that the Iranians will never be allowed to develop nuclear weapons. And several of the sites where the mystery explosions have taken place have direct connections to Iran's nuclear program. So, for example, there was a very large explosion at Iran's Natanz uranium enrichment facility on July 2nd. And it is being reported that some officials believe this explosion was caused by a powerful bomb. The following comes from the Jerusalem Post. Israel was behind an explosion and fire at Iran's Natanz nuclear complex caused by a powerful bomb, a Middle Eastern intelligence official with knowledge of the incident told the New York Times on Monday. A member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps confirmed to the Times that an explosive was used in the incident as well. Both officials spoke on condition of anonymity. Of course, there have been several other mystery explosions as well, and there is speculation that computer viruses similar to the Stuxnet virus may have been involved in at least some of the blasts. Five recent explosions in Iran may have been caused by computer viruses similar to the Stuxnet virus that disabled Iranian centrifuges in 2010. Two of the blasts took place at power plants, one at a missile research, development, and production site, one at a new uranium enrichment centrifuge center, and the last, if it can be considered part of the attacks, in downtown Tehran at a medical facility that could have been a cover for nuclear operations, such as a hidden command center. It has become clear that the Trump administration does not intend to take military action to stop Iran's nuclear program. So the Israeli government has been forced into a position where it must make a very tough choice. Either Israel must be willing to accept Iran as a nuclear power, or Israel must do something to stop it from happening. Well, at this point, it has been confirmed that the industrial shed that was destroyed during the explosion at the Natanz uranium enrichment facility was in fact a new site for assembling centrifuges, and that would definitely be a logical target for the Israelis to hit. When asked about the mystery explosions, the following is what Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz had to say about them. When Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz was asked if Israel had anything to do with mysterious explosions, he reportedly told Israeli news or Israel news, not every incident that transpires in Iran necessarily has something to do with us. All those symptoms are complex. They have very high safety constraints, and I'm not sure they always know how to maintain them, he said, according to Reuters. Obviously, that is not a denial. Meanwhile, it is also being reported that the Mossad has thwarted a series of planned Iranian attacks on Israeli embassies. Israeli spy agency Mossad claims it has recently thwarted a series of planned Iranian attacks on Israeli embassies around the world. The Intelligence Bureau has halted terrorist plans in Europe and elsewhere, according to a report by Hebrew language broadcaster Channel 12, which said the Israelis' arch enemy Iran was behind the plots. The Iranians are becoming increasingly frustrated by the success of Israeli covert operations, and they want to find ways to strike back. Embassies are typically easy targets, but thankfully the Mossad has apparently been one step ahead of all Iranian efforts to target embassies so far. Needless to say, all of this is happening at a time when tensions in the entire region are rapidly coming to a boil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu keeps insisting that he is about to move forward with his plan to annex portions of Judea and Samaria, and if that happens, there will inevitably be a violent response by the Palestinians. In fact, the Times of Israel is reporting that Fatah and Hamas are in agreement that there should be a popular uprising if the controversial plan goes ahead. An advisor to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned Saturday there was a possibility. Saturday there was a possibility of a third intifada if the Israeli government goes ahead with its plan to annex part of the West Bank. So the Cannes public broadcaster reported that Nabil Shat told the Arabic language arm of the France 24 network that Palestinian rivals Fatah and Hamas are in agreement that there should be a popular uprising if the controversial plan goes ahead. And again, we've heard about this the last few weeks, about the annexing of Judea, which is very important to end time Bible prophecy, because let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains when they see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. So we're going to tie into that in just a minute. The truth is that rocket fire has already started. On Sunday, Israeli planes hit targets in the Gaza Strip after a barrage of rocket fire into southern Israel. Israeli aircraft struck targets in the northern Gaza Strip on Sunday following a barrage of rocket fire into southern Israel. No casualties were reported on either side. In a statement, the Israeli military said attack helicopters and fighter jets struck underground infrastructure belonging to Gaza's ruling Hamas terrorist group. Earlier Sunday, the army said three rockets were fired by Gaza terrorists toward Israel, setting off air raid sirens. It said one of the rockets was intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, according to Channel 12 TV. The other two landed in open areas. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket fire. A number of armed terrorist groups operate in Gaza. The bottom line is that the Middle East has been on the precipice of a major war for years, and it certainly isn't going to take much to push things over the edge. If the Iranians do not stop their nuclear program, the Israelis are going to continue to hit them, and that will eventually spark a war. And if Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu goes ahead with his plan to annex portions of Judea and Samaria, that is almost certain to spark a war too. We have reached such a critical moment, and it appears to be just a matter of time before a great conflict erupts. Originally, this is what is important. Okay, so here is just a little news outline about the potential for war in the Middle East. And why is that important? In the next little bit of article, I'm going to share with you that the Middle East really is the centerpiece of time. And I would say if you were to really boil it down to the most central point in the Middle East as, you know, annexing of land that is intrinsic to Bible prophecy, well, the building of the temple is also the very centerpiece of time. So what I'd like to do is I want to get myself back into another article. And I want to just release this one and go here. This is very important as well. Okay, I want to go to this full article. And this is CBN News, okay, Christian Broadcasting News Network. Listen to this. This is all intrinsic to what's happening in the Middle East and now in Turkey. It says the Turkish court turns historic Christian Hagia Sophia site into a mosque. Muslims chanting Allah is great. Now, before I read the article, yesterday, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, as you may have heard already, the eastern part of Oklahoma and all of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the second largest city in Oklahoma, has been granted back to an Indian tribe, an Indian reservation. That land belongs to a particular tribe of Indians in Oklahoma. Yesterday, again, the Supreme Court ruled that land now belongs to that Indian tribe and is part of their reservation, which means there's going to be a transformation in the political aspects of Oklahoma. Did you know this? Did you know that that just happened right over here? Well, the same thing in this Turkish court turning historic Christian Hagia Sophia site into a mosque. Here's the article. In its more than 1,400-year existence, the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, Turkey, served as the Byzantine Empire's main cathedral before being captured and turned into a mosque under the Ottoman Empire. Today, it is a museum, but Turkish President Erdogan has been fighting to turn it back into a mosque, despite worldwide opposition to that plan. On Friday, Turkey's highest administrative court, the Council of State, ruled that the government can indeed convert the Hagi Sophia back into a Muslim house of worship. Now, isn't that interesting? That's today, and they're ahead of us in time, right? So today, this decision was made to take a 1,400-year-old museum and what was once part of the Christian faith, and now taking that museum and turning it into an active house of worship. Why is that important? Well, I was reading the article. Well, obviously, if this type of thing is happening in Oklahoma, where the Indians are getting their land back, Turkey is going to take back this museum and they're going to turn it into an Islamic thing. Well, obviously, it just follows that the steps of bringing back the temple in Jerusalem are probably in the making as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. So it goes on to say, it has long been the hope of many Turkish Muslims for the Hagia Sophia Museum to be turned back into a mosque. Immediately after the ruling today, dozens of people celebrated outside the Hagia Sophia chanting, Allah is great. So the massive structure had been changed from a mosque into a museum by the founder of modern Turkey, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Atatürk established Hagia Sophia as a museum to underline his vision of secularizing Turkey, says Soner Kagapte, author of Erdogan's Empire. And nearly 100 years later, Erdogan is trying to do the opposite. So the coronavirus outbreak has made Turkey's already weak economy even worse, with trade and tourism dropping dramatically. And some suspect President Erdogan is using the Hagia Sophia issue to shore up his political base and distract attention from the poor economy. And here's the quote. So it's not about prayer space. It's not about building a mosque or providing a mosque where one does not exist, says Kagapte. It's rather using an issue of what I call Muslim nationalism, or emphasizing Turkey's Islamic identity at the expense of others, to mobilize his right-wing conservative base. So pro-Erdogan leader Yunus Genk said, of course, someone who is Christian would be against Hagia Sophia reopening as a mosque. This is natural. But we're Muslim, and we want this monument to serve as a mosque in Istanbul, where Muslims are a majority. So you can imagine the Israelis saying, we're Israel. We want our temple. It's coming, and it's coming swift, because that's how fast and accelerated end-time Bible prophecy is happening before our eyes. The patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew the first, has warned that turning the museum into a mosque could bring confrontation and conflict. Well, the European Parliament has also gone on record opposing the reconversion. Even some Russian parliament members are upset, and the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has demanded the plans be withdrawn. First built in 360 AD, destroyed by riots and then rebuilt under Emperor Justinian, the Hagia Sophia has undergone several name changes and even had its dome replaced after an earthquake. All right, so that is just another tidbit of information of what's going on in the Middle East, and it's good that we broaden our horizon and our understanding, because the Bible and end-time Bible prophecy is not centric or central to the United States or the West. Quite frankly, it should be centered on what's going on in the cradle of our civilization and the world. So I think we've got that one covered. Now, what I would like to do is read a few articles here. And these aren't just articles, by the way. What I'm about to share with you, I'm going to put on the screen. And these are prophecies that were written and uttered by a friend of mine who I've known for at least 20 years, I would imagine, but I've never met. Her name is Gayla Lawrence. I believe she lives in New York. And throughout the years during our ministry, we've been in contact with little tidbits here and there. And after one of our broadcasts this week, Gayla said that she had some prophetic words that she had written some time ago that she wanted to share with the body of Christ. And so what I've done is taken it to do that right now. So let's see if I can bring this up in a broader way without covering the screen. All right. So this word, this prophetic word, and I want to segue into this gently. Again, I want to just remind you, Oklahoma, large swaths of the state of Oklahoma have just been given back to an Indian tribe in Oklahoma. It's part of their reservation. That land will now belong to them, which means the entire city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is going to undergo political transformation. And only God knows if the Indians begin to tax that place, what the people that live there, which is over 400,000, the swath of land is about 1.4 million people in this swath of land in Oklahoma is going to be transferred back to the Indian tribe. That is very interesting, while we're defunding police and all that other stuff that they're attempting to do. So wanted to see that. Wanted to see Iran and Israel kind of fisticuffs. Again, the saber rattling of war. look what's going on in Turkey. We want the Christian thing gone. We are a Muslim nation. Again, nationalism. And as we look at these political events around the world, now we're going to shift into the prophetic word, from the political to the prophetic. And Gala wrote this message on January 16th, 2003. She wrote it 4:30 a.m. So we're talking 17 years ago. What I've learned about prophecies dating back, that this is how it works in Bible prophecy. Words are spoken, and then in a period of time, they're fulfilled. But much that was spoken and written from like 1998 all the way to 2003, 2004, 5, 6, and even 7, a lot of that prophetic utterance is showing up today like a news headline. It's pretty amazing. So let's take a look at what Gayla Lawrence wrote. And I'm going to begin with this prophecy: tremble not in the face of the enemy. And remember what we said yesterday, just one quick interjection. In these prophetic words, it's not only a download of what saith the Lord, but there's also Torah in here. In other words, there's instructions. So listen carefully. Let your spirit bear witness to the writings that we're going to read, okay? And look for the instruction. Look for direction, okay? Look for guidance. Look for conviction or confirmation. Allow this prophetic word to come alive in your spirit. Tremble not in the face of the enemy. Walk swiftly, for he is a hard foe, but not to be feared. You win. You're covered in my blood covenant. Hold fast to these words, remember them, and recall them. Tremble not at the quakings, nor at the shakings. Receive not the false reports, the negative reports, and the false positive. Everything that appears to be good isn't my doing. All that is good is my doing. Receive ye my words only. They alone will turn you away from the traps and snares, guide you away from the tricks, and keep you sound and sure of me. Remember, God is not mocked, nor is he afraid. Events do not shake him. Do not let them shake you. Only I shake you. Hoaxes will come. Isn't that amazing? The Corona hoax. Anyways, I defer. Hoaxes will come. Embarrassing events. Don't be shocked. Discern the lies. This country will be humiliated. This country will be humiliated, laughed at, put to scorn, and lifted off of her seat. She is remiss in her doings, shady, fake, instigator, rubble riser, dust lifter, and war maker, leading millions to their death here and abroad. Dusty land. She will be a dusty land, a barren land. What is always found here will not be found. Find it now. Find your resources, your bread, and your meal. He who hesitates is lost. The kiss of death is a bond that will soon be made. Stop your leaders from this harmful love affair, this destructive romance. Stop them through prayer and fastings. Let your fastings be fruitful, not for yourself, but for others, not for you, but for them. Don't allow the kiss to take place. Don't allow the romance to begin. They will lie down with dogs, mistaking them for friends. They will awaken flea-bitten, surprised and aloof, even confused. Hear me clearly. I will run quickly. Keep up the pace. Be exact. Don't miss me. Be fit for the chase. No time to waste. Babies are crying to be fed. People are dying. They want to live. They want answers to their sufferings. I am that answer. I will answer louder than they ever thought. I remember these words. Remember these words. God is not mocked. nor is he confused, disturbed, or misaligned. He knows his target, his purpose for doing and not doing. Wait for your direction. In famine, my people shall prosper, which is phenomenal because the program that's going to follow this is Prospering in the Time of Famine on the roundtable discussion with Patricia Joy Xavier and her friends. So there it is. In famine, my people shall prosper. Go forward in your plans, your dealings. When it is not of me and unsafe, you will know. I will tell you. I will chasten you harshly to keep you from error. Thank you, Lord. Satan is a hard taskmaster. Master, keep me as your Lord, and you will not have to question. Excuse me. I am greater than you can ever imagine. His kingdom, Satan's, ends. Mine does not. You will reign with me in eternity, and you will reign in your lifetime in the earth. Decrease your supply, and I will increase your provision. So, when and where it is needed, don't hoard your money. Don't be afraid to sow. Remember Goshen. War's about, but you will live as if all is well. And indeed, your soul is well with me. You will make purchases where the rest are afraid to buy. The scarcity of buyers will give you double the merchandise for your small fee. Be surprised and laugh out loud. What I will do with nothingness will tickle and excite you. I am capable of all things. I made the earth out of vast darkness, nothingness. Is anything too hard for God? No. Then nothing is too hard for you, because I am your buyer, your wage maker. I set the deal for you. I set the pace. Pound the pavement. Look for the next venture. There is wealth for you too. Be not dismayed or dissuaded. Make up your mind and believe. If you are found not prospering in some way, your faith must be barren too, because without faith, it is impossible to please me and impossible for you to survive. Don't get caught up in tricks and schemes. Only those who have a direct order from God will avoid this. Erase hatred from your hearts. A hateful heart has no faith, has no love and compassion. A hateful heart cannot prosper in my hands. It won't let you. And I have no use for dry, brittle, stubborn clay. Let your hearts be pliable while I spin you. Let your arrogance fall, your pride, your shame, your weight. Let me shape you into an oil-bearing vessel, a water-bearing vessel. Eat of the fruit of goodness, soundness, and perpetual good health. Pursue me. Remember, I'll be fast, but I can be caught. I will allow it. I'll show you miracles. You'll see me. Smell me. You've asked and I will answer. Shake off your pride. There is no veil for you to see. Come forward, for you have access to me. Sit here, I will acknowledge you. As you have called me, I will call you too. Kiss me with words of worship and love, and I will kiss you with blessings from above. Shake the gates of hell, and I will defend you as well. Nowhere else to go, nothing else to see. Stay in my presence, and in safety you will be. That ended at 6 a.m., and then at 2:50 a.m. on October 7th, Gala received this word from the Lord, again in 2003. The might of the Lord is upon the land. I am shaking with an everyday evil, daily or constant evil he is allowing. I am growing into the dark places and penetrating them, piercing the hidden dogma, the hidden agenda of this country, land of the free, free from me, free from the bondage to my laws. My laws are grievous to them. Did I not say my yoke is easy and my burden is light? Why have they refused my love? Why have they refused my wings? My shadow is a covering of peace and safety. Why won't they abide? Have not I led them into a land of spoils and riches? Have not I given them the land of their enemies? This country is abusive, so shall I abuse her? He will allow it. You have rejected my call, so I will no longer call, but I will speak judgment and discovering. My cloak is up. My hem is raised. Yes, she will no longer sit under my feet beneath my gown, but she will be exposed. She will be naked and bearing herself to whoring nations. She will be spit upon with open mouth to receive. Degradation is her desire. She has opened the door to it. I laugh at her politics. I laugh at her attempts to defraud and repair with lies. Her walls are broken down without a watchman. She is a city exposed. Give up your lies, O ye nations. Warring is not your answer. I am your answer. Empty promises of peace, dead treaties and barren laws of freedom. Come unto me, those who are heavy laden with sin and indifference to my laws. You lift and you bend, but you cannot remove my laws. For they are written in heaven. They will exist throughout eternity. You cannot resist me. I am he that cannot be resisted. I am the creator, your only hope. I will fold you like flags with a divine purpose, waiting to be swung in the enemy's taken territory. So it is I who is here to give credence. It is I who will lay down the law. It is I alone who can pick it up. I will not repent of my promises to you, O faithless country. I will still love you, O waiting bride. You are my chosen desire. You are selected to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. I named you. You did not name yourself. I called you a nation among nations. You sit above the others because you have chosen to build yourself on my laws and my word. Your beginning was as a babe longing to please her mother, longing to nurse at her breast. Her knowledge was there for your taking. Oh, barren land, you have given up the living waters. Are you not thirsty? You will thirst. You will have an unsatisfied thirst. No, you will not drink of bitter waters and be satisfied. You will go looking for water, looking to be fulfilled, but you will not be filled. Starving to live at the fountain of life, you have rejected. Oh, your leaders have fallen to unrest, unrestful sleep, ignorant, lazy, and lying in sin. Wait for my words of charging. They will hear me and be shaken. No longer will they ignore, thus saith the Lord. They will hear with intent to act, to move and to obey. Their fears will be stirred up. They will not reject their only hope for survival. Desperate, she will come looking for me to cover her again with my skirt. She will long for my hem on her waist. She will miss the shelter of my wings. She will run limping, bruised, and defiled, but she will run to my shelter and my pavilion. She won't deny me. The thunder will be too unbearable for her ears. She will come. Open your heart and your eyes to me, and I will give you victory. Turn your stones to joy, and I will give you peace. Give your ransom lives to me, and I will give you grace. Be not removed from my hem of grace, for in it is your rapture held. Singleness is pleasurable, and waiting is a joy. So wait with anticipation, for I will give you all in full. Be it unto you according to my words. Be subject to me, and I am rest for you. Peace like a river, joy like a fountain, faith like a stone, and power like a mountain. All right, these are prophetic words. Here is a word that was given in June of 2004. And what are you hearing in these words, by the way? I'm hearing on the one side of the day, darkness, on the other side of the day, light. What side of the day are you on? Will you be in the time of judgment? Will you be caught up? Or will you be one maybe that has been in the darkness but will flee to the light, broken and bruised, and come and find healing and restoration? Will you be in the famine of darkness or will you be in the prosperity of light? Where will you be? It's a call. It sounds to me like a decision and so much more. And I will make these available to anybody that wants to study them in a deeper way. And I believe I have permission from Gayla. I'll confirm that before I do. But if you're interested... Now, this was the word of the Lord regarding the imminent judgments of God on June 24th, 2004, 7:07 p.m. And it begins with the word imminent. And the word imminent means likely to occur at any moment, impending, projecting, or leaning forward. overhanging, threatening, impending danger about to happen near at hand. And here's the word. Father, 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 Abba, Father, Makia, Makaya, Makosha, Midaki, Midaka, Osha, Odiba, Kaida, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God, Hadia, Mashiach, crying out, Father, Hadia, Lord God, Abba, Mataya, Kondoni, Mikaya, my Lord, Kondoni, Kondoni, O Rokona, have mercy, O God, spare, O God, wash, O God, and make whole in the name of Jesus, Father, amen. Have mercy, O Lord God, have mercy, creator of the heavens and the earth, have mercy, maker of all things, have mercy, God of Abraham, have mercy, God of Isaac, have mercy, God of Jacob, have mercy, Holy Father, Heavenly Father, righteous Father, have mercy. Have mercy, Father, have mercy, O King, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, O Savior, O God, have mercy. Father God, spare. Father God, spare. Father, to the north, south, east, west. Father, to the north, south, east, west, to the four corners of this world. Father, have mercy. Have mercy on this nation, on this people, on this land. Have mercy to the four corners of this earth. Have mercy. Have mercy on the nation. Have mercy on the people. Have mercy on the land. Spare, Father, spare, Father, in the name of Jesus. Spare the nation. Spare the people. Spare the lands, O God. Father, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Remember your son, Father. Remember Jesus. Remember the price he paid, the blood he shed, his righteousness. Have mercy, Abba. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. In your time of judgment, have mercy. Your judgment upon this world, upon the nations of the earth, upon the people, upon the land. Hold back thy destruction, O God. Hold back thy destruction, O God. Hold back thy destruction, O God. Hold back the winds, O God. The waves, the destruction, the thunder, the storms, the seas, the oceans. This was in 2006, 14 years ago, a cry for mercy. Hold back the waves. Have mercy, Father. Stay the mountains. Father, stay the mountains. Oh God, stay the mountains. Stay the mountains. Stay your coming destruction. They will be caught as in the days of Noah, unawares, ignorant. Lustful, they will be caught unawares. Father, have mercy, Lord. The judgment of God, the judgment of the Lord. Oh God, Father, oh God, oh Lord God, have mercy. The blood of Jesus, remember the blood of Jesus, Father. Remember the blood of Jesus. Remember the blood of your Son. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, Lord God, the blood. Remember the blood that was shed, the blood of the Lamb of God. Remember the blood over the nations. Remember the blood over the people. Remember the blood of Jesus over the lands. We plead the blood of Jesus over the lands. We plead the blood of Jesus over the peoples. We plead the blood of Jesus over the nations. Over the nations, over the people, over the lands, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead that you remember the blood over the nations. We plead that you remember the blood over the peoples. We plead that you remember the blood over the lands. Hallelujah. Have mercy. Please, Father. Please, Lord God, have mercy. You are God and Lord. Beside you, there is no other. You are righteous, O God, and your judgments are righteous. Your truth is righteous. There is righteousness in your truth, and there is truth in your judgment. Father, have mercy. I know, Father. I know, Lord. I know. Please, Father, have mercy. I know that this is the appointed time, Father. I know that you shifted what we were going to do. I know that this is your heartbeat right now. Lord, we cry out tonight, have mercy. They are not going to be able to stand what you are going to do. Nobody is going to be able to stand. 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 Help, Lord Jesus, help. Help, Lord Jesus, help. Help, Lord Jesus, help. Have mercy on your house, Father. Have mercy on your church, Father. Have mercy on the body of Christ. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy on the household of faith, 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 Father. Stay thy hand, O God. Stay thy judgments. Stay thy execution. The judgments of the Lord are imminent. Do not be caught unawares. The judgments of God are imminent. Do not be caught unawares. Do not be caught unawares. Do not be caught unawares. The judgments of God are imminent. The attack is my judgment. And I will crush the enemies of my people. And I will crush the enemies of my people. And I will crush the enemies of my people. Those who love me and those who fear me. Those who trust in me. Those who call upon my name. Those who serve and worship me. Those who obey me. My people, my children, my sons and my daughters. I will crush the enemies of my people by a mighty wind, by a mighty breath, by a mighty blast of my nostrils are my judgments imminent, says the Lord. My judgments are imminent, says the Lord. My judgments are imminent, says the Lord, upon the nations, upon the people, and upon the lands of the earth. They are going to know that I am God. They are going to know that I am the Lord. They are going to know that beside me there is no other. There is no other who rules. There is no other who reigns beside me, says the Lord. There is no other beside me, says the Lord. There is no other beside me, says the Lord. And I will sit back seeing, and I will watch them call upon their gods in the name of their gods, and I will see their gods fail them. That they have believed in, that they have trusted in, that they have hoped in, because they would not turn unto me or hearken unto me or fear me, says the Lord. Have mercy, O God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, O Father, O God, generations, says the Lord, who fear me not, who trust me not, who look to me not, who believe in me not, generations perishing from off the face of the earth. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Families and generations are going to perish. I am going to visit the homosexual community and am going to destroy them in an instant. I am going to destroy them in an instant. I am going to destroy their abomination. I am going to destroy their perversion, says the Lord. And I will burn it, says God. I will burn the abomination. I will burn the perversion. And those that humble themselves before me and repent, I will spare them. I will spare them, I will spare them, I will spare them, even save them. I will spare them, I will spare them, I will spare them, and even save them. I am positioning and repositioning things in my house that I may reinstitute divine order. I will start in my house and raise up my remnant in the greatest revival ever, in the greatest revival ever known to man, in the greatest revival ever, 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 saith the Lord. I am doing away with the establishment as it is now, says the Lord, and I am reinstituting holiness and the standards thereof to the highest degree with shepherds who are after my own heart, says the Lord, with shepherds who are after my own heart, says the Lord. With shepherds who are after my own heart, says the Lord, to lead my people, to feed my sheep, to guide my lambs. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. The imminent judgments of God, the imminent judgments of God, the imminent judgments of God is death and destruction. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. The imminent judgment of God is death and destruction. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. The imminent judgment of God is sooner than we think. Sooner than we think. Sooner than we think. Sooner than we think. This word of the Lord of the judgment of God is bringing a heightened alert, a heightened alert, a heightened alert, a heightened alert. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. The warnings are over. The warnings are over. Judgments are imminent. The warnings are over. The warnings are over. Judgment is imminent. Judgment is imminent. Judgment is imminent. Judgment is imminent. I will have mercy and I will have compassion and I will spare those that love me and those that fear me. I will have mercy and I will have compassion on, I will spare those that love me and those that fear me. Those that love me and those that fear me. Those that love me and those that fear me. Those that love me and those that fear me. Those that love me and those that fear me. I will spare in my mercy those who love me and those who fear me. Leaders are about to fall. Leaders are about to fall. The wicked, the ungodly, the ignorant, the unbelieving, they are about to fall. They are about to fall. The Lord says there's going to be a sign that God's judgments are imminent. When you hear of it and when you see it, these leaders falling throughout the nations of the world, the beginning thereof, these leaders are about to fall. I have warned them. I have reached out to them. They have ignored me. They have not heeded my call. They have not yielded to my warnings. I will visit them. I will visit their nations. I will visit their people. I will visit their land. And they will know that I am God and the Lord, and beside me there is no other. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. Don't be caught unawares. But I will have mercy, for you shall surely see of it, you shall surely hear of it. I will have mercy, I will show compassion, and I will spare those that love me, those that fear me, says the Lord, those that love me, those that fear me. The leaders are going to fall. The leaders are going to fall. The leaders are going to fall. And this will be a sign that the imminent judgments of God are at hand. Leaders are about to fall, wicked, ungodly, unbelieving. This is a sign that God's judgment is imminent. This is the word of the Lord unto the servants of God Almighty, unto the servants of God Most High, unto the faithful and unto the truth. This is the word of the Lord, the word of God in the name of Jesus, spoken in this hour and this time. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord spoken in this time by my Spirit, and I shall surely perform all things that I have spoken in this prophecy, for I am faithful and true to perform my word, and I will surely perform it in the name of Jesus. Amen. 7:39 p.m. So 32 minutes went by in this prophetic utterance. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. We praise the Lord. You are worthy even in the midst of your judgments, O God. All right, very good. Now, here is another word from Todd Stevens. Todd Stevens. This was given April 29th, 2004. Here we go. The coming storm, says the Lord. Now, a lot of these, there is emphasis. This is very important, where they're repeating three times, five times. Seven times, where the Lord just, you could hear the prophetic cry. Here, I'm going to just read through it. May God give grace to our ears and our hearts to understand. The coming storm, says the Lord. The coming storm. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. This is in 2004. It is the coming storm of the Lord. The storm is coming. Brace yourselves. Five times. Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Brace. Did not we just hear Pastor Dana in his three dream impartation hear the Lord say, tell them to brace? Brace yourself. We've heard this before. It is the coming storm of the Lord. The Lord is coming in the storm. It is the coming storm. It is the coming storm of the Lord Almighty, the Lord Most High, the coming storm of the Lord all through the nations of the world. It is coming to the U.S. It is coming here. It is going there. It is moving everywhere. It is the coming storm of the Lord Most High, Jehovah. Fear not, my child. Fear not, my child. Fear not, my child. The world is going to know the power of God. The storm is coming, says the Lord. Woe unto them that are not of the Lord. Woe unto them that are not of the Lord. Woe unto them that are not of Jehovah. For they are For they that are of the Lord, Jehovah, the Lord God keeps, the Lord God protects, the Lord God shelters, even in the midst of the storm. Blessed are the faithful of the Lord. The Lord knows and protects the faithful. The world shall be served notice in the storm that is coming, in the coming storm, the storm of the Lord, the coming storm of Jehovah, the Lord God, the Almighty, the Most High God. Here comes the Lord. The Lord is coming in the midst of the storm. The Lord is coming in the midst of the storm. The Lord is coming, the coming storm. The storm is coming. Here it comes. And they will know that I am the Lord. They will know that I am God. I am the Lord. I am God before the nations of the earth and of the world. I will demonstrate my power throughout the U.S. They will know that I am, that I am, that I am, says the Lord. When they see me come, when they hear me come in all of my power, says the Lord, they will know that I am. I am that I am that I am that I am that I am. And those that fear me will have nothing to fear, says the Lord. Those that fear me will have nothing to fear. I will preserve the sheep of my pasture, the sheep of my flock, the sheep of my fold, and my sheep know my name and follow after me. Those that follow after me know my name. Those that follow after me know my voice and hear my voice. They hear the voice of the Lord. I shall preserve, keep, protect, and bless them. They will fear nothing in that day, in that day, in that hour, and at that time. In that season of the coming storm, I shall shelter, keep, preserve, and protect them that are of the Lord. Even their homes, families, all that belong to them shall I keep, preserve, and protect in the name of Jesus. I am coming yet again to shake what can be shaken. Yea, even once more, I am coming to shake what can be shaken. Yea, if it can be shaken, I'm going to shake it in the storm. In the coming storm, the Lord is in. The Lord is in the coming storm. The U.S. and the nations will know, hear, see, and tremble in fear at the power in the coming of the storm of the Lord. And they will know that I am God, the Lord, that I am that I am. All that can be shaken will be shaken. I am going to do a shaking, says the Lord. In the power of the Lord, in the midst of the storm, in the shaking of the storm of the Lord, the shaking storm of the Lord God Most High, the shaking storm of the Almighty, the shaking storm of the Most High Sovereign, the shaking storm is coming that will dismantle, that will disable. What a storm, says the Lord, the shaking coming storm of the Lord. Oh, it is coming. It is coming. It is coming. The shaking coming storm of the Lord. It is coming. It is shaking. It is shaking. It is coming. It is coming to shake what can be shaken. The storm of the Lord. This coming storm of the Lord. The Lord is in the coming storm. The coming storm of the Lord. The Lord is in it. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord is in it. The storm, the coming storm of the Lord. Behold the power of God. Behold the storm of the Lord in all of his power, in all his glory. Even now, in this hour, in this day, this season, as it is upon us, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. What can be shaken will be shaken. The coming storm of the Lord to the nations of the world, to the nations of the earth, the storm is coming. The storm of judgment is coming, and I shall begin in my house. For my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves and robbers. As I overturned and kicked out then, I will overturn and kick out them now to shake what can be shaken, to dismantle and disable. Man, has the church been dismantled and disabled in the last 4 months, hasn't it? Here comes the Lord, and judgment shall begin in the household of faith. What can be shaken will be shaken in the coming storm of the Lord, in the storm of the Lord. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. Even brace yourself, says the Lord, for the coming storm of the Lord. The Lord is in the coming storm. Brace yourself. It is his doing. It is marvelous in our sight. The storm of the Lord. The Lord is in the coming storm to dismantle and disable, even to remove the word of the Lord unto the people of the Lord, the family of the Lord, God's people, the apple of his eye, the chosen seed of Abraham, the body of Christ, his children, servants, worshipers, disciples, believers, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord shall perform and bring it to pass. The Lord shall do what the Lord has said. The Lord shall perform this word. We shall witness and see and stand in the midst of it and see the awesome power of the Lord. All right. My goodness. Powerful. Powerful. It's everywhere. You need to know that. That for the last 20 years, particularly in our country, the first part of our final generation, we saw all this iniquity abound. God began to raise up voices from David Wilkerson, Dimitri Dudeman, and all the other prophets of God. And then in the last, as I said, 20 years, a new breed of prophets and prophetesses rose up with prophetic mantles, and they began to read, and they began to write, and they began to proclaim, and they began to speak, and they began to send forth the words. And the clarion call for the last 20 years was warning to this nation. And God has always remained faithful to say, what side of this day are you going to be on? Don't get caught in the middle. You'll get split in half. I'll spew you out of my mouth. Don't you be lukewarm. Don't you be a compromiser. You're either in or you're out. You're in the darkness. You're in the light. What side of the day are you on? Where are you living? Where is your conscience? Where is your heart? Where is your soul? Where is your mind? Where is your emotion? Where are you? Where are you, says the Lord? Where are you? What are you entertaining in your heart and in your mind? What are you entertaining in yourself? Are you casual? Are you at ease in Zion? Where are you? Are you contemplating the world? Are you giving growth to the chaff in your life, or are you burning it up? Are you entertaining demons in your thoughts, or are you taking them captive and casting them out? Where are you? Where are you? Are you lounging? Where are you? Are you diligent? Where are you? Where are you? And that's what all these words and messages seem to say. Don't get caught unawares. We heard it again and again and again and again. And Gayla, I want to thank you for sending the word of the Lord. Before I get going here this morning, I've got just a minute. Let me say hello to some friends on Facebook and on chat. Cindy, good morning to you, my dear sister. God bless your heart. Shan Lewis, happy Friday, friends. Shan, thanks for the friendship. Appreciate it. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you, Ian. Good to see you. Misty Praises, God bless you. Good morning, Chuck Eastridge. God bless you, Chuck. Carol Carey, God bless you. Ian says, there was a similar case in India that gives precedence to deconstruct the Dome of the Rock and give the location back to the Jews. Wow. G. Lawrence, Pastor Vincent, actually, we met once at your conference. It was Brother Todd Stevens you haven't met. All right. Well, Gayla, it's been a long time. Maybe we'll meet again, because I think we're going to find some friends in New York that are going to want to have a Bible study, maybe even start a home fellowship up there. Time will tell. Praise the Lord. I'll look forward to it, and forgive my lack of memory on that one. Shan Lewis says, I believe it's about 45% of east side of the state. I think you're right, Shan. Sonia, good morning, Pastor Vincent, fellow saints. Sonia, good morning to you, my dear sister. God bless you. Patricia and I are waiting to see our friends. Hector, good morning, Pastor Vincent. Praise God. God is pleased with a son like you. Thank you, Hector. He's pleased with a son like you, too. Hector flies commercial airlines in China. I'm still waiting for him to come on the air and tell us what he knows. He visited us a few months ago and said, you have no idea what's going on in China. You need to know. We're waiting to hear that information, Hector. Sean Hobeck, buenos dias. Buenos dias to you, Sean. God bless you. Sean Woodson says, my words that I spoke will be fulfilled. Amen. That is the truth of God Almighty. Gary Austin, good morning, Gary. God bless you. Robin says, I have been watching for all of these things, and now that it is coming to pass, I sit here in awe. I do too. Robin, we are all in awe at the acceleration of Bible prophecy that is being fulfilled. Yes, indeed, we will meet again, G. Lawrence. Praise God. If not here, in there, but I hope here. God bless you. Gary Austin, rebuke the spirit of deception in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, Gary. Sounds like you've been around art. Brother Art has said it for years. You got to rebuke the spirit of deception everywhere you go so that you don't come under the delusion. Amen. All right. Now, we have run out of time on this Friday, and I feel like we're just getting going. But we've got to run. We've got a busy day ahead of us, and I want to bless you. And I pray that these words were enlightenment to you. We will be back on the air Tuesday for a final gathering before we head up to South Dakota on Wednesday. And hopefully in these next couple of days, maybe we could put something together where we can do not only our daily program, but maybe while we're up in South Dakota, be able to go on Facebook and YouTube and give those times if you're interested. We're going to trust you're going to have a super Shabbat Shalom weekend. May God give you rest. May God give you peace. Truly, may God bless you with the joy of the Lord, because you're standing on the right side of the day, saints. And if you've been wiggling, stop wiggling. Get over here, all the way in the light. Spend time with God this weekend. Read the Word. Pray. Tell your father, as a dear friend of ours, a Bible study last night, just tell him how much you love him. Declare your love for God. You know he loves you. Tell him how much you love him. If you're alone today, in a car or wherever, if you're alone anywhere, spend that alone time just worshiping God. Tell him of your love for him. I know you know he knows, but tell him. Praise him. Worship him. Pray in the Spirit. Ask God to download you with sophisticated gifts and weapons of war for the times you're living in. Just go for it. God bless everybody. We love you. We'll see you Tuesday right here on The Watchman. Remember, how to prosper in the time of famine is up next on Omega Radio. Patricia Joy Xavier is leading that conversation. So we're going to have to say goodbye for now until we meet again Tuesday morning. I'm Pastor Vince. Shalom, everybody.